Remember, a metric fakeout is only a fakeout if additional context enters the track and forces us to reconsider our initial understanding. And so if that additional context never comes, is it still a fakeout? Are we still to hear the piano as syncopated? These kinds of questions are like catnip for music nerds, and there's been some great discussion online debating the subject. I've linked a few videos in the episode description for those interested in diving deeper into this theoretical rabbit hole, but suffice it to say here that there are two primary schools of thought. The syncopated believers argue that Radiohead recorded videotape with the piano syncopated, and therefore intended it to be syncopated, and that the artist's intention matters. While it may be difficult or counterintuitive to hear, it is there, and it adds a rewarding layer of depth to the art for those willing to take the time to decode the illusion and feel the piano syncopated. The non-believers argue that there's not enough musical information in the album version to justify hearing the piano syncopated. I mean, if 100 out of 100 listeners naturally hear the piano chords as playing on the downbeats,